This is the Texas Standard.
The fine print in that spending plan signed by the president late Friday, something big in there when it comes to Texas, $1.6 billion in new border security infrastructure. Translation, money for the border wall? Well, I put a question mark on there because clearly this spending envisions some kind of border construction in the Rio Grande Valley. But Democrats like Charles Schumer insist there's no money in there for the president's wall. So what's this money for exactly? What will and won't it provide for? Jeremy Schwartz is an investigative reporter with the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
So what does this bill actually say when it comes to border security and the Rio Grande Valley?
Well, what this bill spells out is that the Rio Grande Valley will be getting about 33 new miles of border fencing. And that is about half of what Border Patrol and the Trump administration had originally been seeking for this area. So it's about half of what they wanted.
Where's that fence going to go down?
So as of now, and this is according to Filemon Vela's office, the congressman from Brownsville, 25 of those miles are slated for Hidalgo County, which is the busiest county down in the valley. That's home to McAllen and the bigger cities there. That county already has 30 miles or so of fencing. So this 25 miles will basically almost seal off the entire county, with one sort of major exception, and that is the Santa Ana Wildlife Refuge, which was also specifically exempted for border wall construction by this bill.
So it sounds like conservationists may be cheering today.
I think a lot of them are. I mean, 33 miles is certainly, if you're hoping for zero, is quite a bit. But the Santa Ana area really became sort of the centerpiece, the focus of all this protest that was going on for the last year or so. And it appears to have been successful. Border Patrol definitely had their sights set on Santa Ana, had been doing soil samples and engineering work out there. And at least for now, that plan is shelved.
So where are we with the wall? Any money put out there for the wall as President Trump described it some time ago?
Well, there is, and I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head, but about $400 million is slated for border infrastructure, if I'm not mistaken. And the best breakdown that we have is coming from sort of the border area politicians is that we'll have 25 miles in Hidalgo County and another 8 miles in Starr County, which is to the west, is a more rural county. You know, Trump, I think, tweeted this morning that they're ready to start work right away. I've actually been in contact with some Border Patrol folks down in the valley this morning, and they are not ready to give any sort of timetable as to when construction would begin. And it's possible that we'll see projects over in California, possibly New Mexico, get underway before we see action in the Rio Grande Valley.
Jeremy, we're out of time, but you mentioned that Trump tweet, and I have to just throw this one up in the air. It seemed like he was suggesting in that tweet that maybe given the boost in spending for the military ought to be paying for this wall. If you can't get Mexico to pay for it, I guess get the Pentagon to?
Well, that would be a twist, and that would certainly be something he would have to explain, given his campaign promises. You know, the Army Corps of Engineers does play a role in doing the engineering work for this, but it is a Department of Homeland Security project. So I'm not sure exactly how that would work.
Jeremy Schwartz, investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Thanks for the update, Jeremy.
Thanks so much for having me, David.